The Lady Cats basketball team ran their record to 3-0 with an impressive 64-51 win over Rockwall Heath on the road Tuesday night. Desi DeBay scored 23 points and Casey Moore added 13. I talked with Lady Cats basketball coach Jeff Chapman Wednesday morning.
We started to kind of get adjusted to what they were trying to do. They started out in a little bit of a man, and then they tried to press after a free throw or made basket, and they saw they couldn't press Desi, and the coach yelled, "We're going to be in 23 the rest of the night," and which is a 2-3 zone.
Yeah.
And then they stayed in the zone, and then we started running some of our zone sets. But anytime we had a chance to fast break, Desi got it up the floor. And if they just ran, you know, if any of the guys run with her, they're going to get a layup if she doesn't have the layup. She's great creating 2-on-1s and 3-on-2s. And somehow I had in my mind girls didn't get 3-on-2s. Last night I saw a couple 3-on-2s, so we're going to work on that. Usually we just work on a 2-on-1. But the fast break was there. We had, you know, some outside shots, but they just had in their mind they wanted to chase her. And I thought that was a mistake, and they soon saw that they needed to get back. But they're so used to putting pressure in the backcourt, I can tell. And then they weren't getting back on the other end. And we're best at getting a lot of layups, whether it be our defense creating layups for us, or if you want to get out and try to press us, Desi's just so good at getting the ball down the floor and creating shots for herself and everybody else.
Casey Moore, 13 points, ran the court well for you and benefited with a lot of layups.
Yeah, Casey has been doing that over the years. This was one of her first games to do that. I still think I got to go with we get in a little bit of shape before Thanksgiving. Then we play a couple games and then go to Thanksgiving. And I'm not going to complain about it because that's what everybody does down here. But you start over at zero and getting in shape because we practice Monday and Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, and not to interfere with everybody's break or try to ask girls to come back, and one or two can't that you really need, then you got to run them or take their position away. So we just said, okay, you know, enjoy the Thanksgiving and then come back, and we practiced on Monday and went to play. So I wasn't sure how good we were going to play.
The tournament coming up, you really seem to enjoy every year, the Hoop Fest
in
Winsboro.
It's one of the better tournaments that I've gone to as far as good teams or talented teams, you know, Georgetown, Libialo, people like that, Martins Mills. You know, I always want to do well, and my goal is to get to the finals and win that tournament. I don't know, you know, when that's going to happen, but that's our goal. But I enjoy watching it even when we're not in it because I get to see somebody else running, you know, some good stuff. And as a coach, though, you have to be able to go and look at other teams and take a little here and a little there. And I hope that some people can see us play and see something that they like from our team and do the same, you know. So it's a good tournament in that respect, and it's not too far away. You know, the other two tournaments will be in the Edgewood and the Kauffman tournament. You know, we got to travel pretty far. But this one, but we play at 8 o'clock in the morning. Man, come on. 8 o'clock in the morning.
Winsboro or Georgetown?
No, we got Gilmer.
KSST Sports.